Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is April, and I'm calling from Commerce County Bank here in Douglas. I have a mutual customer that has a charge on her account from you guys, and she's not sure what it is. She's claiming she didn't do it. Would I be able to give you that info, and would you be able to tell me more information on the charge?
Yes, ma'am. What's the zip code?
It is 82009.
And the name?
It is Claudia Lambert.
All right, and you said you needed me to confirm some things.
Yeah, I just need to know, I mean, if it's her charge, what it's for, so I can let her know, because she's claiming she doesn't know what it's for.
Okay, one second, it is still loading.
Okay, nope, no worries, thank you.
Okay. I'm just tracking. It looks like it was a package that was ordered. I'm just tracking it to see if it went to the address listed. If you would like, I can confirm the address as also.
Yeah, let me pull your account back up. Sorry. Address is 3912 Gregg Way, apartment 12, Cheyenne, Wyoming, 82009.
Right. And it says that the package, it was for a tactical bag.
It was for what?
A tactical bag.
What's that? Sorry, a tactical bag?
I think it's like one of the ones they use for like camping.
Survival? Okay, like the survival bag or camping. Okay. And
now that's what I know people use it for, like camping and stuff. I don't know if you use it for anything else though, but I know they use it for like years and, you know, when they go camping.
Can you show that she got that then at that address? Or
Yes, it shows that it went to like her mailbox wherever she lives at, because it says she has an apartment, but it says it was left in her mailbox February 26th.
But it wasn't Cheyenne.
Yes,
it was that, a 3912. Okay, do you have the tracking number by chance?
I do have the tracking number.
Okay, can I get that?
All right, it is 940-110-250-855-842-4036.
Jeez, they're long, and that's just USPS.
It's USPS, yes.
Okay. And does it show it's a subscription, like she's going to get billed more, or is it just a one-time purchase?
Yes, there was a subscription for the store that provides the bag. You can get other products like blenders, the tactical bag. They also have the tactical pen. That's like the thing. Like,
so you guys will keep billing unless she cancels, is that correct?
Yes. Now, if it needs to be canceled, we can cancel it on today. Since she stated she did not make the charge, I can go ahead and cancel it, but that is what she was billed for. They also sent a gift card of $125 that she can use at that store as well each month that you're enrolled.
Okay. Do you mind if I just put you on a brief hold so I can let her know to see what she wants to do?
Okay.
Okay, one sec. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
If you have a busy schedule, this may help. With long days and even longer to-do lists, we have extended our phone customer service hours. Call us weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Having a little extra time to get things done sure is nice. Let us know how we can help you. Weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. With all the new features on our mobile app and online banking, it's easy to get confused using them. We're here to help with our new step-by-step user guides on commercecountybank.com or on our social media pages. Simply follow along as we walk you through tasks such as paying bills with Bill Pay, transferring money, making mobile deposits, and more. All available at commercecountybank.com and social media. Did you loan money to a friend or has someone spotted you some cash? When it comes time to settle up, this will make it quick and easy. With Settle Up on CCB mobile banking app, you can send money to anyone instantly without fees. Simply select Settle Up from your mobile banking app or even online banking to send money. There's no hassles and no charge. It's easy. So when it comes to Settle Up, make it
Okay, I have Claudia on the phone with me. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
So would you be able to tell me, she's saying that she was told it was $7.95, which she did get charged for, but then she also got charged a $56 charge. Would you be able to tell us why that is? Or
the $7.95 is a shipping and handling fee. It is a promotional deal. So once she signed up for it, she would have had to cancel to prevent the membership because it was attached as well. It does say it in the terms also where you put, I agree that you'll pay $7.95 shipping and handling, and then within 48 hours you'll be billed for the membership and to call in and cancel if you don't want the membership.
And how much time did you have to call in to cancel?
You can cancel it up until the day you are charged. Once you're charged, you can still cancel it, but it doesn't prevent that charge that was listed.
Okay. So I know going forward you don't want anything else. Is that correct, Claudia? You want to cancel this subscription?
Yes, I don't want nothing because that is misleading because it don't say anything about the extra money.
Okay.
And I don't go for that. That's.
I can do a 50% refund on the membership and go ahead and cancel it.
Well, honey, I got a small, dinky bag. It's not a big bag to put stuff in. It's like probably put a book in. I am very pissed about that, too.
So she said she could do a 50% refund, Claudia. Unfortunately, I understand you're frustrated, but if it is in the terms and conditions, I mean, that's where you have to be.
Any more money than on the paperwork. I read the whole thing because I've been screwed before. By that too. I thought I was paying $7.95 for a bag, which is not the price of the bag, it's just out of the purse. And I was like, you want a big bag, not a little dinky bag.
Okay, well,
just
I do apologize about that.
That is very rude of y'all doing that to people. You should throw the membership fee in it too. That's hiding it. And I have the one company, I'm going to put it on the internet not to use that anymore. I don't get my money back.
Would you like the cancellation number
also? I
want
the 50%. Yes, I want to cancel, period.
Okay, you want to write the number down, the cancellation number?
Back. Yes.
All right, it is C as in Charlie. 259.
259-068-627.
Okay, got it. And I can send you an email also to the email you have listed. You have carol_4444@yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you an email. All right. Now, sometimes the refunds can go through immediately. Sometimes they do take 3 to 5 business days, but I'll put it back into the account for you, the one that was charged.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I got it, and it's really bad. I mean, for what I thought I was getting, they showed a big bag. It was misleading. It should say what the size was. And I just thought it says my purse, and I can't put nothing in it for survival.
Okay, well, I do apologize. We don't actually get the merchandise here. We're just the call center for them. But I can go ahead and put all of that on for you. You'll get the email in a few minutes
yes,
also.
I appreciate it. Okay. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
No problem.
Okay,
and thank you
thank
guys
you.
For calling customer service.
Yep, thank you. You have a great day.
Ma'am,
you
I was on Social Security. I don't have a ton of money. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you have a business